Enter the new Mary and Her Monster exhibit at Minneapolis's Bakken Museum, and it may startle you, as it did me.
You were completely startled. Seeing that movement just completely disturbed you. the way you jumped was great.
My being startled made the Bakken's curator, Juliet Burba, giddy. What fooled me was a portrait of Mary Shelley, the author of Frankenstein, the 1818 novel that shook the world, and still does. For more than a decade, the Bakken Museum showed its Frankenstein laboratory. Now it's commemorating the author, the teenage girl who wrote the first science fiction novel, Beginning It All. Why do this exhibit now at the Bakken Museum? I mean, you already have the Frankenstein's laboratory.
There's a couple of reasons to do it now. We are on the 200-year anniversary of when Frankenstein was written. And so Mary Shelley began it in the summer of 1816, and then it was published in 1818. So we, in essence, have 2 years now to celebrate the bicentennial. But also, we've had this very popular exhibit, the Frankenstein Object Theater, that tells the story. But we wanted to tell the story of the woman behind that story. She was 18 when she started writing Frankenstein. And so it's a fascinating story when you think about an 18-year-old in 1816 writing this story that we still use as a metaphor.
Why not let the portrait describe how Mary began? Just imagine a large wall photo turning toward and talking to you.
The weather was terrible and we spent many hours inside talking. We also read ghost stories. One evening Lord Byron said each of us should write our own ghost story. I busied myself thinking of a story to rival the ones we had been reading. Could I make a reader like you dread to look around? Perhaps a corpse could be reanimated using electricity.
Why come to an exhibit about the teenager that wrote the first science fiction novel?
I think it might be the chance to figure out, you can take some quizzes, some interactive quizzes, and you can figure out how you might relate to aspects of Mary's personality.
How about the creatures?
You know, we didn't explore that, but certainly after you've explored her world, you can go next door and hear that story in the Object Theater.
Referring to Frankenstein's laboratory at the Bakken.
Now that I had finished, the beauty of the dream vanished, and breathless horror and disgust filled my heart.
We'll be reopening that because these two exhibits will work so nicely together.
The best-known clips of the monster have a being that speaks in grunts. One facet of Mary and Her Monster has examples of books that the former read. The book gives us a creature that, while grotesque, is articulate and well-read. About these books...
If you look at the list of books that she read just around the time that she was working on this, you can see she read immense amounts of literature. She read books on science, poetry, history. And so in a way, the monster reflects her.
Which raises an interesting, perhaps prickly question of to what extent was it an alter ego for her?
I know that scholars have proposed that is indeed the case, that she saw it in that way. Perhaps it is in part an alter ego for her.
Each of us likes a great scare, ideally on our own terms. This exhibit shows that Mary created a universal emblem of the other, her monster, that affected generations, and still does. This is Will Wright for KFAI.